first, the Gold Coast Islamic community has begun a drive-through service to feed Muslims during Ramadan. Ramadan is observed worldwide as a month of fasting, prayer, reflection and community.
Hassan Goss is the president of the Islamic Society of the Gold Coast and he joins you now. Good morning, Hassan.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How are you?
We're really well, thank you. Now, what impact has COVID-19 had on Ramadan so far?
Well, you know, as we know, all the places of worship are closed and of course, it's impacted in this special month of Ramadan. I mean, we've had to innovate a new idea of feeding our fasting people, you know, in the month of Ramadan. So we've put a what we call a drive-through, like you go to Macca's, have a drive-through. We're doing the drive-through for picking up their meals and taking them home to break their fast.
Does it work? Have you got a team of chefs somewhere hidden away at your Arundel Mosque that are doing all the right things to prepare this food?
Well, look, we don't have a full team. The whole team is only seven people in total, right? We have two chefs which come into the kitchen and prepare around about 400 meals, packs. And then they go home, so we keep this social distancing happening, you know. And then we then have another team of two come in to pack into takeaway containers. And then we open the gates at the centre approximately 1 till 2 p.m. And it's all done in 1 hour.
Ramadan began on April 23rd. Hassan, how many meals on average are you preparing each day?
Well, we're servicing approximately around about 400.
Jeez, that's a lot, wow. Isn't it? That's incredible. And what? Okay, well, we hear of food to break the fast. Can you give us an idea of what type of dishes are being prepared?
Well, if you like curry, then you come on over. So.
Well, I actually really do like curry. But I know this is not open to everyone.
No.
Of course.
We started with a lamb curry, and we go with a beef curry the next day. We're going with lamb and rice combined together on the third night, and then we go back to chicken curry. We've done a buttered chicken once a week. So I mean, there is a variety, if you want to call it, of different menus over the week.
Jeez, you're making me hungry there, Hassan.
I'm fasting. I'm hungry myself.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good point. Tom had a cake this morning. He hasn't been fasting at all.
Now, listen, is it fair to say that there are some members of the Gold Coast Islamic community that are struggling to buy food at the moment?
Look, there's no doubt about it. We have a lot of international students, as we're all aware, and, you know, they don't have jobs. They don't have any income coming at all. So definitely we are... guiding us towards them to service them, of course, but we're opening it up to our own community, that anyone that's in need in that respect, you know. Because, look, this is a time of giving. This is a month of Ramadan where we have to show compassion, you know.
I understand your drive-thru's become so popular that police contacted you about traffic control. Is that true?
Well, they saw my Facebook and they rang the secretary and they said, we heard that the Hassan's having a drive-through iftar. Do we need to come out there and control the traffic? And I told the secretary, we don't need that. You know, we'll control it. It'll be all good. So we haven't had a problem because they have an hour to come through. And honestly, they're probably in the gate and out of the gate within 3 minutes virtually each vehicle, you know.
I think the boys in blue just want
a free feed. No, I can feel that because they've had some free meals up at the mosque many times, which they love, you know.
What's the response been from the community?
Oh, look, they're overwhelmed. And, you know, look, of course, you know, we need donations like everyone to support this program. And thank God it's happening. It's coming in steady, but we can always use more, you know.
Hassan Goss, the President of the Islamic Society of the Gold Coast, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Have a good morning, Nicole and Tom. Thank you. I had something else to say.
Yeah,
I would hope that the Prime Minister would look at maybe opening up places of worship before they open up pubs and restaurants. You know,
calling on the PM to open up places of worship before pubs and restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, with limitations of numbers coming in there, I think it's important. I think people need that spiritual guidance, you know. And I would think that, you know, we're not going to get that through pubs and restaurants, you know, but you know, people that have some spiritual needs, then I think with the limitation of how many people can come into a church or a mosque, I think it's important. And people in this climate now are turning to God, you know?
Yeah, faith is very important. I hear what you're saying. Well, thank you so much, though, Hassan.
Appreciate it.
Point well made. Hassan Goss, President of the Islamic Society of the Gold Coast there, in what is believed to be a world first there with the breaking of fasting for Ramadan. It is 20 past 7. We'll check traffic in just a moment. Actually, we're going to check traffic right now.